mauve and white stripe with a mauve collar, all in one. We didn't have any white collars and cuffs and things. And it was what you would call a shirt waist, so it came into the waist. And the skirt had been given extra pleating at the back, or gathering, I suppose, sort of a bustle effect, to allow you more freedom of movement. The aprons were white starched with a bib, no straps on ours. We pinned, never show, guys and girls never shows a pin. The pins were on little flaps behind the bib, and then it did up with a button at the back. That was quite well, and it wasn't too skimpy either. Black shoes, very flat lace up, most were lace up. I don't think people had slip-on shoes that much anyway, but really. And grey stockings, because it was still stockings, no tights in 55. Grey stockings, hard to come by as well, to look after. And a cap. And the cap was a very complicated cap, which I couldn't really explain to you. You'd need to see a picture, I think. But it started off as half a tea cosy, that shape. And by the time you had put a stitch around it and pulled it up and made various pleats and flutes, you ended up with a cap, which had a front bit, you know.